Wisconsin joins a new USDA initiative that tackles anti-competitive practices in agriculture. It's Monday, July 24th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, college students are still studying education, but school districts continue to struggle in retaining teachers. And have you heard of Barbenheimer? The movie phenomenon took over Wisconsin theaters this weekend. We'll take a look at what ticket sales looked like. Stay with us.
Our world gets more complex all the time. You rely on WPR to turn complicated issues and the news of the day into understandable language. This essential service that you count on relies on your support. It's the largest source of our funding. If you've never given before, make a contribution now of, say, $10 a month at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has joined a federal partnership hoping to identify anti-competitive practices in agriculture and the food industry. As Hope Kerwin reports, some farmer groups say a lack of choice is hurting fair prices.
The Agricultural Competition Partnership gives state attorneys general federal funding and resources. They'll work to identify market practices that hurt competition among farmers, ag suppliers, food processors, and other related industries. Darren Von Ruden from the Wisconsin Farmers Union says consolidation in the U.S. beef industry has been an issue for years. He says Wisconsin has traditionally had more market opportunities, but those are slowly disappearing.
When we've only got two or three buyers that are in the local auction barn, you just don't have that competition like we did, 15, 20 years ago.
Von Ruden says similar consolidation in the dairy industry has led to workforce problems, with larger processing plants struggling to recruit enough workers in one area. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Police say a man fatally shot himself while he was being transported to the Kenosha County Jail in the backseat of a Pleasant Prairie Police squad car last Thursday afternoon. A statement from the Pleasant Prairie Police Department said the man, quote, suffered a self-inflicted gunshot wound from a concealed weapon not located in the initial search by officers. Monica Cummings is an assistant minister at a Unitarian church in Kenosha. She went to the scene shortly after the incident occurred and urged police to be more transparent.
But what I would really like to happen is when a critical incident like that happens, rumors start to circulate. Stop the rumors.
The man's name and age have not been released. Police say he was arrested for a weapons-related charge. The two officers inside the squad car have also not been identified. The Racine County Sheriff's Department is investigating the incident. School districts across the state are struggling to attract and retain teachers. Corrine Hess reports that students in Wisconsin are still majoring in education, but many don't stick with the profession.
More than 30% of teachers leave the profession within the first 5 years in the classroom. Kelly Danielski is the assistant dean of the UW-Whitewater College of Education. She says the college has not seen a decline in education majors over the years, but she knows once students graduate, retention can be difficult.
I do think what we're seeing is a relatively high burnout rate in especially particular fields like special education. So retirement is a part of it, but there is a burnout factor.
About 5,000 students graduate with education degrees from Wisconsin institutions, but only 3,600 become teachers. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The U.S. women's national soccer team is poised to make history with a chance to win the FIFA World Cup for the third time in a row. The tournament started this past Thursday. Wisconsin has a special tie to the team with UW-Madison graduate Rose Lavelle, who made her second World Cup appearance. Monse Ricosa is a sportscaster for Telemundo, Wisconsin. She recently told WPR's Central Time that soccer is a universal sport.
And I think now women really have the opportunity where we're seeing that the fastest growing major team sport is soccer. But I think just women's sports in general are finally getting the spotlight that we deserve.
Analysts are calling the 2023 Women's World Cup the biggest in history, with more than 1.4 million tickets sold. The U.S. women's national team will take the pitch again July 26th to face the Netherlands. A new industry-funded study finds shipping in the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence River supports more than 240,000 jobs in the United States and Canada. As Danielle Kading reports, that includes around 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin.
The study by consulting firm Martin Associates found more than 135 million metric tons of cargo moved on the Great Lakes last year. That includes goods used for construction, power generation, and vehicle production. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said in a virtual press conference Friday that maritime commerce is essential.
Every ton that moves on our waterways means that appliance, food, and components and materials are reaching homes and shelves and manufacturing plants affordably and efficiently.
The study found Great Lakes shipping supported $36 billion of economic activity nationwide last year, including $1.4 billion in economic benefits for Wisconsin. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, Wisconsin movie theaters say advanced ticket sales for Barbie and Oppenheimer are through the roof. Both films came out this past Friday. Barbie is a satire based on the iconic girl doll, and Oppenheimer is a drama about the scientist who helped create the nuclear bombs which were dropped on Japan at the end of World War II. Mark Grams is president of Marcus Theaters chain. He says attendance is between 50 to 60% above normal. Grams compared the movie openings to Star Wars or the Avengers franchise.
It's pretty spectacular to see the amount of advanced ticket sales we had. You know, where so many auditoriums are already close to sold out.
He says the social media buzz and strong reviews also helped. And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, you can catch us wherever you get your podcasts every single weekday morning. And of course, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a rating and review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.